This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Brasilia for the second leg of his Brazil visit after attending the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. He will hold bilateral talks with President of Brazil, Lula da Silva, today on the broadening of the strategic partnership between two nations in areas of mutual interest. The talks will also include trade, defense, energy, space, technology, agriculture, health and people-to-people linkages. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the Rio leg of his Brazil visit was very productive. He said he had extensive deliberations at the BRICS summit. He complimented the Brazilian president and the Brazilian government for the work they have done through their BRICS presidency in making this platform even more effective. He added that his bilateral meetings with other world leaders will boost India's friendship with various nations. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi explained to the World Forum in BRICS that planetary and human health are interconnected and Indians imbibe reverence towards nature for generations. He was speaking at the BRICS summit on a session on environment, COP30, and global health in Rio de Janeiro. He emphasized that for India, climate justice is no alternative but a moral duty. He said during the India presidency of BRICS next year, it will be redefined as building resilience and innovation for cooperation and sustainability. Mr. Modi outlined the potential focus areas for India's BRICS leadership, stressing on preparedness for unexpected situations. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that BRICS is a vital platform for advancing inclusive multilateralism, and especially when global institutions are facing a crisis of legitimacy and representation, it must lead by example by reinforcing cooperation, advocating credible reforms, and amplifying the voice of the Global South. Addressing the BRICS finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Rio de Janeiro yesterday, she highlighted India's demonstrated resilience through a combination of strong domestic demand, prudent macroeconomic management, and targeted fiscal measures. Finance minister further said that India's policy response to trade and financial restrictions has focused on diversifying markets, promoting infrastructure-led growth, and implementing structural reforms aimed at boosting competitiveness and productivity. India is set to expand its offshore energy exploration efforts with plans to develop a robust ecosystem for deep water exploration and productive E&P technologies. The initiative comes as the country prepares to explore more than 2.5 lakh square kilometers under the 10th round of the Open Acreage Licensing Policy, OALP, making it one of the largest offshore exploration bid rounds globally. The announcement was made by Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Hardeep Singh Puri, following his visit to the Northern Light COT terminal in Bergen, Norway. Deep water E&P technologies refer to sophisticated tools, methods and systems used to identify, drill and extract oil and gas from underwater reserves located at depths beyond 500 meters. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced plans to impose a 25% tariff on imports from Japan and South Korea, effective August 1. The announcement, made via his social media platform Truth Social, included letters addressed to the leaders of over a dozen countries, warning them against retaliatory tariffs. In the letters, President Trump cautioned that any countermeasures could prompt the U.S. to escalate tariffs further, potentially impacting key sectors such as automobiles and electronic industries central to both Japan and South Korea. NTA Meteorological Department has said that under the influence of low pressure area over southwest Gangetic, West Bengal and neighborhood, heavy to very heavy rainfall expected to continue over central and adjoining East India during next 3 to 4 days. And in tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner advanced to the Wimbledon quarterfinals under dramatic circumstances as Grigor Dimitrov was forced to retire due to a pectoral injury. Dimitrov had dominated the match early, winning the first two sets 6-3, 7-5, and was on the brink of a historic return to the Wimbledon quarters for the first time in a decade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.